T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. The full-scale federal and local investigation into the death of a senior citizen found in his Brooklyn apartment with canisters labeled biohazard surrounding him. Newsline takes you to the scene in Cypress Hills now. Our Samantha Lieben with details.
The FBI on the scene handling those canisters this morning at 2501st Avenue, where Wednesday they found schematics for an unknown location and the 75-year-old decomposing in a chair known in the neighborhood as John Knish.
He was a friendly man. He always helped people. If you needed anything, he would help you. He helped me a couple of times.
Resident Rita Figuera says he was a veteran and had owned a Knish store down the street. Workers at the store where he played the lottery say they last saw him July 26th.
And then he not finished and he said, oh, I'm my husband. I don't feel good. I go home. If I feel bad, I come back. Since that day, we don't see him.
Police called here for a wellness check Wednesday. Neighbors said he had several health issues. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Cypress Hills.
Well, we just spoke live on Newsline with former NYPD detective and John Jay College professor Michael Alcazar, who talked about what happens next in the investigation.
We have to maintain chain of custody of the evidence. Where did he get these biohazards? Some of them, some of the canisters were empty. Some of them were still unopened. So we just want to rule out anything that might be foul play.
Another key detail to figure out the cause of death and the man's background. There is a critical deadline coming up for those who worked at Ground Zero after 9/11. Victims' advocates believe tens of thousands of people who volunteered at Ground Zero in the days, weeks, and months that followed still need to file with the New York State Workers' Compensation Board to be qualified to get benefits. This is not related to the World Trade Center Victims' Compensation Fund, and there are different requirements for those who have or might develop exposure-related illnesses. The deadline to file, September 11th of this year. A bill that would ban background checks for New York City housing is being introduced in the City Council today. At this hour, on the steps of City Hall, supporters are rallying, and several council members, the city's public advocate, expected to speak. The bill, with few exceptions, would ban landlords and brokers from getting a copy of a person's criminal records. It would also bar them from denying housing because of prior arrests or convictions. Mayor Adams has indicated he would be in favor of that plan. Not all approve. We spoke live on Newsline with Frank Ricci from the Rent Stabilization Association.
If you have someone who is on a sex registry because of a conviction for pedophilia, let's say, and you're the owner of the building and you know that you have a lot of families with young children in the building, those residents do not want that person in the building. And that's a legitimate reason.
There are new calls for doing away with horse-drawn carriages here in the city after another horse collapsed and died on the streets of Manhattan. The horse, named Ryder, collapsed on 45th Street and 9th Avenue yesterday. Reps from NYCLAS and PETA say the horse seemed to be dehydrated and overcome by the heat. However, the Carriage Drivers Union says the horse had a neurological condition. We spoke live on Newsline with Adita Burkrant, executive director of NYCLAS, and she says there was no proof this was a neurological condition.
There was no blood tests given of this horse, so no one knows what was wrong with Ryder. But either way, this is a sick horse being forced to pull a carriage in Midtown on a very hot and humid day. And we've seen this story so many times, every few weeks.
Well, the carriage driver, Christina Hansen, who's a union rep, tells 1010 Winds, this incident is being blown out of proportion.
It's an outrage culture as opposed to one that is one of caring and love for the horse and understanding that sometimes things go wrong.
All right. And just to be clear, actually, the horse was revived and they were able to get the animal back on its feet after about an hour of work yesterday. Animal rights advocates will protest near City Hall demanding a ban on horse-drawn carriages. Police on Long Island are searching for three men who fired shots from a moving Jaguar in Uniondale. They say the intended victims, a 24-year-old man sitting inside a parked BMW and a 24-year-old woman standing outside the driver's side door, were not hit by the gunfire. However, the bullets did hit the BMW, several other parked cars, and two homes on Northgate Drive. Police say if you know anything, call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-244-TIPS. A mom and her teenage son wound up in the hospital after an argument turned violent. The 44-year-old mother and her 17-year-old son attacked each other with knives inside their Coney Island house's apartment last night. The mother is in critical condition with stab wounds to her face, stomach, and arms. The son is stable with wounds to his head and forearm. Police have not yet charged either the mother or the son. And a 14-year-old, the latest victim of deadly gun violence in the city, our Glenn Chuck.
Police Commissioner Sewell taking to Twitter to say the NYPD working tirelessly to find out how 14-year-old Jacob Borbin was shot in the chest and killed in the lobby of this building here in East 194th Street. Borbin's family insisting it was some type of accident, but the investigation goes on. Community activist Daryl Bennett among those here.
Our nation's in a cycle of violence. What we're seeing here is the repercussion of what we've sown. We've sown the wind, and now we're seeing the whirlwind. This is happening across cities all over this country. I'm originally not from New York. I moved here.
As police were passing by at 1 in the morning, they found the teen in the street and took him to St. Barnabas, where he passed away. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds in Fordham Manor.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.